Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 6 of This Is Life Turned Up. I'm super excited to have my friend Alexis Hasselberger, a time management coach slash consultant, on, and we'll get into how we met later. Long story, we've known each other for, 10 years at this point. And she is doing some really cool shit, you guys. This stuff is awesome. This stuff is something that we all need, and I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then we're just going to get started. What's up, Alexis? Thank you so much for being on.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. And yeah, as you said, I'm a time management and productivity coach, and I help people figure out how to do more and stress less at the same time so that we can all, you know, get all that shit done that we need to get done, but also still have a life at the end of the day.
Right. So talk to us about why you are even doing this and, you know, your background and how you help people. And then we'll just get into it because I need help, as you know. So how'd you get into this?
Yeah. So I would say, like, I have always been an incredibly organized, structured, like, that's been my superpower. You know, we're all better than most people at something, right? Like, everybody's got their superpower. And mine has pretty much always been the ability to get stuff done without stressing out and without burning out. So I spent the first 15 plus years of my career running HR and ops at early stage startups.
Yeah.
Where there is, you know, always way more to do than people to do it. And I just realized over that time that, like, the other people were struggling with this, right? Like, other people were figuring, like, not realizing how to prioritize things. They were working really long hours. They were very stressed, and they still weren't any more productive than I was.
Totally.
Which, like, you know, and so, and then honestly, then I had kids, right? And I became, like, instantly even more productive. Because I had a stop time, you know, and I couldn't, you know, whatever, talk around the water cooler, whatever it is that you want to do.
Right.
And so I started codifying, like, what are the things that I am doing differently than other people? You know, what is it that is working for me that seems to be difficult for other people? Because, you know, when we all have our own thing that we're good at, it seems like common sense to us, but then it just isn't to other people, right? And so you have to start seeing, like, where is that gap?
Yeah, because I will tell you, that is not my superpower.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's not most people's, right? Like, but you have other amazing superpowers.
maybe. Okay, so tell us, like, a few things that we could do that I could do today.
Yeah, okay. So the very first thing is stop relying on your memory, like, entirely. Like, get it out of your head that, like, having a good memory is a good thing. Like, that you need to keep all this stuff in your memory. Like, just stop doing that and put everything into an external system. So whether that's a to-do list or whatever it is, like, the second that something goes through your head, you want to get it out of your head and into a system where you can actually prioritize it for later. Because what happens is that, you know, I'm sure you've experienced this, right? It's like, you have something, like, you know, your husband texts you and he's like, hey, can you remember to pick up milk before you come home? And you're like, okay. And then, like, an hour later, you're talking to someone in the middle of a conversation and a thought flits into your head, like, oh, I have to pick up milk, right? And then, like, you know, you're at your kid's soccer game and you're talking to someone and you're like, oh, I have to pick up milk. And then you drive home and you forget to pick up milk anyways, right? But it's already interrupted, like, every conversation you've had, that thought, right?
Yeah. Okay. So where do you do it? Do you write it down on paper? Okay. Do you have a list on your phone?
So it depends, right? So the system that I use is, like, I have an electronic to-do list system. I'm crazy and I use a different system for my business than I do for my personal stuff because I like to keep things, like, totally separate. And then I also have a notebook that I carry around with me so that, like, as I'm sitting at my desk and I think of something, if I'm in the middle of writing a blog post, I don't then, like, go off and do that. I just jot it down real quick. And then at the end of the day, I'll transfer, you know, anything I've actually written down into, you know, into an online system, essentially, so that it gets prioritized
properly.
Okay,
that's what I'm missing. So I also walk around with a notebook. I literally always have it. That and water and chapstick are the three things I always have. Yeah. But what I don't do, and what I think would really be helpful, and I'm really happy you're talking about this, is transferring it onto a different format. Because I have, like, one list, and then I'll write a bunch of notes. And sometimes I'll write a blog post. I'm sitting waiting for my kid to get out of soccer or whatever, ballet, whatever it is. And then I don't transfer. And then I forget where that list is.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, totally. I think like for me, it's all about a single trusted system. And this is what I work with my clients on, you know, for a large part is you need to have one place where all the stuff lives. Because if you are using your brain as partly a to-do list and you have some paper notebook somewhere and there's a piece of paper, you know, under your keyboard, and then you also have unanswered emails and you're using your emails to-do list, and then there's voicemails and all of that. Like if you have that in all those places, it's impossible for you to prioritize. Like you cannot effectively prioritize with all this stuff.
The other part of it is that people, sometimes me, completely shut down because I feel so overwhelmed.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's another key thing about getting it out of your head and into, you know, some system, whatever that system. And I'll go into this later. Like, I think people are all very different. And so I approach it from that perspective, because not everything is going to work for every person.
Yeah.
Be tweaked, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, I think it is really important to get it all out of your head, because the overwhelm and the stress relief, when you get that out of your head, it comes along with it. Because when it's all in all those places, we have this feeling of like, we're forgetting something. I don't know what it is, but I know it's something. And I don't have like a full picture of everything that's on my plate. So I might not be prioritizing things in the right way. And when we get it all out and into a single place that we can like actually sort by date or category or whatever it is, then that mental overwhelm, like it's still the same amount of stuff, right? Like whether it's in your head and all these places and whatever, or whether it's in one place, it's still the same amount of stuff. It's just much less stressful when it's out of our heads.
On that note, one thing that I've been doing for the last year is I do a brain dump every Sunday night. Well, I don't always do it every Sunday, either Sunday night or Monday morning, because, and then again, I still struggle with organizing it, but it's the getting everything out of my head onto paper or onto the computer, or onto something. And then, because it's just too much. And then, one other thing that I want to talk about. So I was reading, I think it's called the 12-Hour Work Week. Yes, 12-Week Year. Oh my God. So in that book, talks a lot about time blocking. Do you use that for yourself and your clients? Because,
yes. And you would be like, I don't know. I don't know what you would think of me if you saw my calendar.
It's
like
time block.
It's time block. Yeah. Yes. But I mean, so I don't spend it. Let me put it this way. Like I don't spend a ton of time on it, but this is kind of like what my process is, right? So I am also a huge proponent of brain dumps. And I actually, I instruct my clients to do them one anytime they start to feel overwhelmed, do like a 5-minute brain dump, which is also a really good tip for your listeners. It's like anytime you're starting to feel overwhelmed and like you can't focus,
oh my God, I love that.
Just like grab a piece of paper and do a brain dump. Also to do one at the end of every day. So not just once a week, but like at the end of every day when you're, you know, preparing for the next day and putting, you know, trying to put a wrap on your work hat so that you can get back into your family life or whatever it is people do when they're not working, do another little brain dump so that you can then effectively shut your brain off to work and know that like everything is out and you'll be back to it tomorrow. Because we really need that break. Like we really need that to be able to focus in either place, right? Like to be present in either place, you need to be able to shut down in each of those places. So
think so.
I'm not sure I answered
the brain dump, time blocking.
Time blocking. So yes. So anyways, this is what I do. So I will look at, I have my, you know, my to-do lists are sorted by next action date. So like when is, for each item, when is the next time I'm going to work on that? So if I have to follow up with someone, when am I going to work on that? And then I'll look at my whole week, like on Friday before I shut down for the weekend, I will look at my task list for the following week. And then I'll look at the whole week ahead and I'll look like, okay, when do I have appointments with people? When do I have clients, et cetera? And then when do I have things on my to-do list? And then I will kind of overlay those with each other. So I'll create time blocks for the big things, right? So I know I need to work on the script for my online course, and that's probably going to take 3 or 4 hours. So I'll try to find a block to do that. And then I also block out like every day these blocks that I call email/quick tasks, which is like, these are the times I'm going to process email, which I only do a couple times a day. And then also I'll do what I call quick tasks during that time, which is really like all that stuff that just piles up. That's like, takes 2 minutes or less, right? Or it's 5 minutes or less. It's like, respond to this person. Call this person back, follow up with this person on the proposal, like check this money made it to my bank account, like whatever all that little stuff is, I batch that together. And so I'll create like a few time blocks for that. So yeah, I think time blocking is very, really helpful. I think another thing that people, like a sort of faltering point that people have is they're like, well, time blocking doesn't work for me because like I can never stick to it. And it's like, yeah, you're never going to stick to it 100%. Like that's part of it because humans are really bad at estimating how long things are going to take. And so, yes. And also emergencies come up in the middle of the day that we have to deal with. So like, you're never going to be able to stick with it 100%, but it's a reminder of what the intention was.
That is the thing.
And that was what your goals were.
That is the thing that is so important for me. And this is what I work on with my clients is this, that intention, like intention, like, because you know, I help people with their goals and get to what they want. And it's, there's a lot to it, but getting out of their own way and blah, 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 the self-talk. Yeah. But it's the taking action just to take action never freaking works. It's the intentional action. And I think the time blocking actually at the beginning of it, I wonder if there's like a little process that like you could ground yourself, you know, without getting too woo-woo, but like ground yourself and taking some deep breaths and being like, okay, I'm not just going to do this to check things off the list while that's super rewarding. I wonder if there's just like, I'm doing this for this and this is my goal. So it's like rerouting ourselves into our goal, into our mission, into our value, all of that stuff. And then it helps like being intentional about what we do.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I also think like I read the 12-week year also, and I don't follow it exactly, but I took some things away from that. And one thing, I don't think they said to do this specifically, but this is sort of where my mind went, is that now when I'm planning out my time for like a couple months or whatever it is that I'm planning out, I will actually break it down into like the goals for what I have for each week. And then I'll put a week in my calendar, I'll put goal and then whatever that goal is, so that it shows up at the top of my calendar for the whole week.
Yes.
So it's a constant reminder of what my intention was for that week. So that if things come up, like, and you're like, oh, this thing seems urgent, should I do it? You can kind of remind yourself like, no, this is not what, you know, this may be important,
right?
But is it more important than the goal that I set for myself?
Part of this journey to being better and, you know, getting shit done and blah, 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 is doing things we don't want to do, doing things that make us uncomfortable. So what would you say to that?
Yeah. Well, which kinds of things? Are we talking about the things that we're scared of, like speaking in front of a huge group of people? Are we talking about the things that we hate?
Let's start with the first one, right? Like speaking, I'm not going to make a goal for myself if I'm terrified of speaking in front of people. I'm not going to make a goal that says I should go speak. But I think it's more of like, I have my main goal, let's say speaking and creating a workshop, like we were talking about before we recorded, is, you know, I'm doing these workshops, right? I hate doing the filing. I hate doing, like, I am not a detail oriented person, like by any means. I have to do it obviously because I run a business and I run, you know, I have kids and a house and blah, blah, blah. I have to, you know, be on top of my shit. But I don't like doing these small menial tasks that I know have to be done. So what would you say to, like, you know, me, like if I have to, you know, I can't get a hold of the organizer at this place and all I'm doing is hounding them and hounding them, you know, or I'm hounding somebody to pay me, whatever it is, right? Like I hate doing those things. Like how do you get out of your own head and just do the thing?
So here's my like number one tip for that, doing things you dread, like all of this stuff, is time limit it.
No.
So have you ever heard of the Pomodoro technique? Okay. The Pomodoro technique is like some people hate it. Some people love it. It's very polarizing. Basically, it's just that you set a timer for 25 minutes and then you do whatever you're planning to do for 25 minutes without checking email or messages or anything else. And so I think it is, it's a longer, more drawn-out session. You can take a 5-minute break and then you do another Pomodoro session, whatever. Right. But I just say right. Exactly. That's why I'm saying the thing that I use it for is when I have to do that stuff that I hate, I'll be like, set a half an hour timer. And then I'm just going to get as much of it as I can done in half an hour. And then at the end of the half an hour, I have like a nice little reward for myself. I don't like whether, and time limiting it, because like what I find sometimes is that, sometimes you're half an hour in and you actually get into the flow of it and you're like, I just want to finish this. Like, let me get through it all. And then that's fine. Like you just keep going. But sometimes you get to the end of the 25 minutes and you're like, oh my God.
But you stick with it. You don't push, you stick with the uncomfortableness, I guess, like working out, right? But sometimes I don't want to work out, but I'm in the class. I'm not going to leave the class.
Yeah. Right. I think you just have to, yeah, part of it is mindset, right? That we have to do stuff that we don't want to do. But if we can put a framework around that so that we know that, yes, I'm going to do this and it's only going to be for this amount of time that I'm going to force myself to do it. Or, the other thing is if we have things in our life that we really don't want to do, but we have to do, is there another way to get that to happen? Right. So, it's a little different with work stuff, but maybe we can delegate things, or maybe we can outsource something if we have the funds to do that. Or maybe we can even do like a swap with somebody in our lives who like has completely opposite skills and interests as us. Right. So there are kind of a combination of like, what can you do about it? And if there's really nothing to do about it, then you got to suck it up and just give yourself a time limited time to do it.
You guys, follow her, check her out. And again, thank you so much, Alexis. I appreciate it. And I'll put stuff in the show notes so you guys could reach out to her. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.